And away we go here. We are in the home stretch on this Getaway Friday. Friday, June 28th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and we are just moments away from the big book signing over at Perkins tonight at 5 p.m., starting at 5 p.m., which will run through 9 p.m., with Lulu Roman, an entertainment treasure. There's no doubt about it. 25 years on the hit TV series Hee Haw, performs all across this country, sings, comedy, all kinds of things, and author of a great new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, the autobiography of Lulu Roman, and what a life it has been. And tonight she will be at Perkins signing copies of this. You can get the book and you can get a meal tonight, and if you buy the book, you can get 10% off your meal. So if you order a lot of food, that could be a lot of dough. It's going to be quite a night over at Perkins. Now Terry Tackett joins us today. I think this is the first time he's actually been on air today. Terry, how you doing? This has been some great day for us here to have Lulu in the studio.
Doing great, yeah. Great programming all day. Like I say, God bless Lulu. She's been great all day here, man. I mean, you know, and she's persevered with this weather, and you know, the whole
came in as the heat wave came in.
Can't wait to get her a fan, but other than that, I think she's been great all day, and she's had her tea, and I think she's good to go now. Yep. So.
One of the nicest people we've ever had in the studio here. We've had a lot of great people, but one of the nicest has certainly been Lulu.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Definitely blessed our studios, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes. We've had a lot of fun since 10 o'clock this morning, and I know a lot of people are going to have a great amount of fun tonight.
Oh, I can't wait till these guys meet her, man. They're going to have a great time, yeah.
You know, Lulu, what has kept you so optimistic?
I think, truly, it is, and I don't want this to sound wrong either, a love and a lust for God. You know, that's where the complete package comes in, is with God. It is. I believe it is. And that's what gives me hope, you know, gives me direction, gives me, gives me a song.
Is there anything in the entertainment industry you would not do? A piece of material you'd say, I just won't do that.
That's the question I've been waiting for all day.
Okay, have I got an answer for you.
Yeah, I don't think it makes
me really angry when I see it. And that is for people to take the Lord God's name in vain. That makes me so angry. I want to fight over it. I do. Excuse me, I would not do that.
What do you make of the language on a lot of shows, just in general?
Because I have lived out here in this world, I do understand the lack, shall I say, of... find the right word. Of respect. Respect, that's got to be it. The lack of respect for people, for certainly for God, for, you know, I mean, I've really got to be a tender old heart after all these years. And, I mean, it makes me crazy when I see people mistreat animals. That makes me crazy. It does. Just a lack of respect. You know, because I lived and loved one of these people from the Vietnam War, I think that's what made a great dent in the character of American people. I saw people who went to Vietnam who were terribly mistreated, who were abused and you know, had poison just pumped into them, and came back over here, and our war heroes are the ones that we celebrate from, like, World War I, World War II. But there was no celebration for these young kids who went over there and gave their lives. and who were fed drugs in the middle of it and wanted to serve their country. They did. They wanted to serve their country and were just extremely abused by our United States. And that was sad. That was so sad.
Couldn't have been said better.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the fun things we thought we would do here in our last hour on the air, because one of the great things about Hee Haw, I thought, was...
One of my favorites.
Oh, well, it was just... It was. It seemed, you know, if something happened that was mistaken, you just went with it.
Yeah.
You worked with it, and you turned it into part of the show.
Yeah, just keep going.
Just kept on going. Yeah. So, we have a few things here, which might be fun to do.
When I watched it on YouTube last week, I bet I seen five episodes where they did that.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is we'll just run through these things and have some fun with
them. Somebody missed a cue or something, they just kept...
Live on the air. Now, the first ones here, if you want to get these, Terry, I think the first ones here are just some promos here for the station, and we'll just let Lulu do them the way she wants to do them, right here live on the air.
Kind of in her own unique style.
In her own unique style. Yeah. I think there are four of them there, and we're just going to let the tape roll.
Okay. Just roll with it.
You ready?
Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit series Hee Haw. And you're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH to listen anywhere in the world, even in Hawaii.
That's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw, and I want you to listen to Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12 to 10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Celebrity interviews, political talk, and open phone lines at 740-383-9944. You can also listen live on the internet at WWGH 107.1.com. Even I've been a guest. Who trips over her own tongue. Okay. Hello.
Just keep rolling with it.
It works. Yes. It works.
Just keep rolling with it.
This is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw, and I want you to listen to the Charlie Evers Show Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Friday from 1:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. History, talk, trivia, giveaways, and open phone lines at 740-383-9944. You can also listen live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie is a Hall of Fame broadcaster and the creator of Buckeye Chuck, Ohio's favorite groundhog. Don't miss a moment. Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw, and I want you to listen to the Adam the Computer Guy Show Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio.
Perfect. Now, we're going to have some fun here with some back and forth.
Am I doing this?
This is right.
Well, hold on.
This is going to be, we're going to do this. These are nice, fun little things. And the L is you, and I'll come in with the C.
Okay.
We'll see if we can deliver.
Okay.
These are like, these little cornfields.
Little cornfield things. All right.
How many lips does a flower have?
Two lips.
What do you call a shoe made out of a banana?
I'm going to give you the punchline on this one.
Oh, no, you start that.
I start that one. I'm going to give you the punchline. You'll do it better than I will. What do you call a shoe? Lulu, what do you call a shoe made out of a banana?
I don't know. A slipper? Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
What did the mayonnaise say when the refrigerator door was opened?
close the door. I'm dressing.
Okay.
Lulu, what lies at the bottom of the sea shaking?
A nervous wreck?
That was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, how do you stop a bull from charging?
Cancel its credit card.
Oh, yes.
Lulu, how did the barber win the race?
I don't know. Maybe he knew a shortcut, huh? Hey, why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
In case he got a hole in one.
All righty.
Lulu, what is an astronaut's favorite place on a computer?
I know that! The space bar! How do you make a Swiss roll?
Push him down a mountain.
Ooh, and roll and roll and roll.
Lulu, did you hear about the sensitive burglar?
He takes things personally.
Now, Terry, I want you to do some of these. No, you come get this paper. Are you okay?
Go ahead. No, no, go
okay,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay,
what does a nut say when it sneezes?
Cashew. See, you would have done that better than me. You would have done the punchline. Let me rework that one. Let's give you the punchline on this one. Yeah. Take two. What does a nut say when it... What?
Snay.
I can say it. Snay. What does a nut say when it sneezes?
Ka-choo!
That punchline was much better.
Much better than what I was given. Yeah. Sure. Why did Santa Claus study music at college?
To improve his repping skills.
That's a good one.
I'm going to give you all the setups now. You do the jokes. Yes, you do the punchlines. Yes. What do you call a group of disorganized cats?
A catastrophe. Or should I say a catastrophe?
Catastrophe. You got it. Why don't penguins like talking to strangers at parties?
They find it hard to break the ice. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Lulu, what did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Where's your popcorn? No, wait a minute, I said that wrong. Where's popcorn?
Lulu, why do bananas wear sun cream?
To stop them from peeling.
Why couldn't the bad sailor learn his alphabet?
Because he always got lost at sea. Duh.
Lulu, what kind of lighting did Noah use for the ark?
Floodlights?
That works for me. Lulu, Abraham Lincoln had a very hard childhood. He used to walk 8 miles to school each day.
Well, honey, he should have gotten up earlier and caught the school bus like everyone else.
Lulu, what do Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common?
The same middle name. B.
Lulu, what kind of music do elves listen to?
Rap.
Lulu, what is a snowman's favorite breakfast?
Ice Krispies.
Lulu, what says O, O, O?
Santa walking backwards. Ow, ow, ow.
Which of Santa's reindeer has bad manners?
Rudolph.
Lulu, what does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney?
Ooh, that'd be claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. Yeah. That's a good one. Yes.
Claustrophobia. There
okay,
you go.
I like it.
Lulu, why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing?
They always drop their needles.
I know. This is corny right up the way. Two more here. We got two more. Lulu, what happened to the thief who stole a Christmas Advent calendar?
He got 25 days.
I know, that's a good one. Here we go. All right, and one more. Here we go. Lulu, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
Nothing. It was on the house, honey.
Now, Lulu, where do you get your good comic timing?
I made it up.
Just came to you. Just came.
I think it just came with me. You
it's
know?
Natural.
It's natural. It is.
When you were doing those cornfield bits on Hee Haw, did you know the material before you went out there and did it?
No. They didn't show us anything.
They didn't prep you or anything.
We didn't see it until we got in the cornfields and they held up the cue cards. Oh. First time we saw it.
Now, I have seen some pictures of the show you're touring with now, uh-huh. The Cornfield Friends.
Yeah.
Now, you bring people up from the audience to be part of this show. Uh-huh. Now, how is that done?
You usually just run out there and grab them by the, you know, collar and say, come on. I think they just go out and get them.
It must be a thrill for people to come up and be with somebody Absolutely. Who they've watched who was a part of their life.
It is, and the funny thing is, a lot of the times they're embarrassed, or they're so freaked they can't, you know, just they can't move. Some people have just would set them down and they just, you know, couldn't move, couldn't speak. It's like you want to run behind them and go, boo!
Did anybody ever leave you starstruck in your life?
So I was going to ask, like, who'd she idolize? You know, like, who'd you idolize growing up? Or
yeah,
what,
Carol Burnett.
Oh, yeah. Carol Burnett. Yeah, I think you said, okay. Burnett. She said yep. that, okay.
I thought she had the greatest timing. That there ever was. And she, see, I've used my eyes all my life, and Carol uses those eyes. She is so good with that. I met her one time briefly at CBS television when Hee Haw first started, and they took me out to meet all the biggies up there and to go through wardrobe where everybody went. You know, like, what are we going to do with this? Where are we going to find something to put on that? They finally found a dress that Jonathan Winters used to wear, and it fit me perfectly. That's how round I was back then.
Well, it's so interesting because at this point in your life, would you like to do stand-up comedy? Would you like to do that sort of thing?
I kind of do a little bit whenever I'm giving my testimony and talking. You know, I do. I don't know that I'd want to do a whole thing. I think I could probably pull it off, but I think it would probably worry me a bit.
Do you have stage fright at this point?
No.
None?
You know what? I don't think I ever have.
Never did.
Now, I mean, there's one or two times when I got a little nervous, okay? One of them was at Reagan's thing, you know? And let me see. I thought there was something else. What was it? Can't remember what it was. There was one other time I think I was, well, my stomach was kind of jumpy, you know. What was that?
Jimmy Carter?
Well, no, not him. He was so precious and personable, you know. You know,
Think on it, because there's a question I wanted to ask you, because you are a great singer, and that's something we haven't been able to showcase. You know what? We're going to play a song before we go off the air. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Because we want to hear you sing. But I wanted to ask you, most singers I know, when they were little kids, have these songs that they sang as little kids. Is there any songs that you sang, funny little things, when you were younger?
Let me think.
I remember when we talked, you said on Hee Haw, they didn't want you to do the big ballads. Mm-hmm. That they gave you little...
They wanted me to do up-tempo.
Up-tempo.
Fast songs, you know. And I was over 300 pounds and kept going, breath, okay? Breath. Remember, I don't have a lot of it here. It's all distributed in other places, you know. So I wanted to do the ballads so I could, you know, stretch it out. But they always wanted me to do fast, up-tempo things. I'm trying to think.
We did a little play in, I think I was in the first grade. That's where the acting bug got me. And I played the witch in Hansel and Gretel. And I got to be the, you know, that thing. And everybody just fried over there. So, oh, you're so wonderful, you know. And that's where it, I think that's where it first got me.
From that day on, you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you have any musical numbers in that performance?
No, I don't think so. No, see, I never even realized that. I never thought for a second I would be a singer. I didn't.
Did that come? That came on later.
I thought I would be a comedian.
Ah.
And what happened was, Sam came and said, "Okay, we want everybody on the show to sing." That was when we were a very small cast. And mine was so bad they never aired it. And then later, I think the first thing that I ever did that really got attention, and it just broke me into pieces. I did that little song One Day at a Time. And I had kind of captured it and was going for it. And the next thing I know, Chrissy Lane stole it right out from under me. Mm. Her fraud husband, bought her that song. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it just took it away from me. Mm. It just like, it took my joy from me. It did. Because everybody wanted me to sing that One Day at a Time. I sang it on Hee Haw one time. And he literally bought her fame for it. I mean, he paid big bucks to have shows to have her come and sing it. You know, it just took it away.
I would take the wind out of your sails.
That's an interesting show business.
Yeah.
You know, they always say show business is rough. To be prepared. How have you found the business?
Show business is rotten. It is. You don't find. I think it might be a little worse now than it's ever been. I've found people will do anything to be in the spotlight. And they'll do anything to take it away from you if you are even, like, assigned to it, not something that you chose. You know, I've had many occasions where people said, okay, this is the deal, and you're the headliner. Really? Okay. Then there'll be people all around that are trying to one-up me, and it's like, I don't care, y'all. If you want this, take it. You know, but it's real. It's, people are real strange and can be real mean and very conniving sometimes. They can. I finally just said, okay, Lord, you put this in me, you put this desire in my heart. If you want me to sing, then I'm going to ask you to open the doors to let me. And I just let go of it.
When you do a show like you will on Sunday, a musical performance, is there a number in there, because you are so comedic? You have that great comedic time. Is there a number that kind of strays to the comedy side of things that you like to do?
Not really. You know, I guess I probably should think about that. But when I'm doing my testimony, I'm so focused on, you know, of getting that one person out there that doesn't know the Lord to get in that, you know. I can't remember that there's anything. Now, if people have asked me to, like, we go different places and they do hee-haw things, okay? They want me to do the where, oh, where are you tonight thing. So I'll do that. And I have little verses, you know, that go with it. And that's funny. People like that do.
Now tell people where that came from who might not remember that.
Okay. On hee-haw, there was two guys who stood in front of the board fence, Archie Campbell and Gordy Tapp, and they did a little thing called Where, Oh, Where Are You Tonight? And the chorus was, Where, Oh, Where Are You Tonight?
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
I still love that.
My favorite verse to it was, I had 6 kids and you had 11. We had 10 more and they're blooming like flowers. I wish you'd come home, you dirty old rascal, because your kids and my kids are beating up ours. Where, oh, where are you tonight? You know?
I love that part. Yeah. When that Gordy, he was pretty. He was a good actor, too.
Yes,
I mean,
he was.
Oh, he
and
was
he
funny.
There's one that had great comedic talent.
From the moment
you saw him, to the moment he left your presence, he was telling jokes.
Mm. Well,
he was so funny.
I was just going to say, him and that other guy, just they gelled so well.
Uh-huh.
You know, Archie.
Yeah,
they were so
great together.
Yeah, they gelled real well together.
I was watching a repeat the other day, and people forget Garth Brooks was on Hee Haw. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Man.
I mean, when you go into 92, there were a lot of Reba McEntire.
Yes,
tremendous.
Wow.
When you saw these people come along, those people who are still around and still big today, did you say, boy, there's a lot of talent there?
Yeah, I did. When I first heard Reba, I thought, number one right there. Going quick. When I heard Garth, it's like, he's already there. This boy's on top.
One of my favorite ones I watched the other day was Jerry Reed was on there.
Yeah.
I liked that one. That was pretty
good. Yeah.
He was doing the picking and grinning with
him. And he was a big entertainer, Jerry.
Yeah, I liked him.
He loved him.
That's
playing,
it. The picking and grinning. How fun was that?
That was wonderful. It was. Because, see, we still did not know what they were going to sing. I think they had been given a look at it in the dressing rooms to get the timing, the musical timing down. But they still held up the cue cards for them when we did that. It was the first time we saw it. So it was always a great laugh.
The reunion a few years ago before Roy Clark and George Lindsay passed away, what was that like getting back together?
That was precious because you know what? We all knew in our heart of hearts that this might be the last time we ever got to be together. We did. And next thing we knew, George was gone. And, you know, Buck and Roy both, you know. It was hard because we knew we were getting to that place that we were going to start losing our family. We were.
You know, it's interesting. I had the chance to interview Roy Clark about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he did it on his bus. Mm-hmm. And he could not have been, you know, you don't say that about everybody.
Mm-mm, you don't.
But he could not have been more who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, there were things going on his bus. The band was getting ready. He was here at Christmas time, so it was cold and snowing.
Uh-huh.
And he just sat there, and we did 35 minutes together. And I was leaving, and he said, "Now, are you coming to the show tonight?" And I said, I think it's sold out. And he said, "Nope, you're coming as my guest." That was him.
Isn't that neat?
He was a genuinely nice man. I liked him.
Garth was just wonderful. And I actually knew him before he got the really big, you know, I guess you could say star. We used to do concerts down in South Texas for a fella that took care of it was the Bob Hope thing, but he took care of these kids that were mentally handicapped. And Bob always had things down South Texas once a year for that. And we would go down there. Donnie West would go, and Garth and me, and there's a couple other people in there, Kim. You weren't there, were you? Yeah. let me see. It was Garth and Dottie and me and Al Fike. He was just a little comedian from Dallas. He's a gospel comedian. He's very funny. I think there was somebody else that sang with us. I can't remember who that was.
But we used to go down to South Texas and do that once a year before Garth ever really got to be big and famous, you know. And he was so sweet. He would, you know, they'd bring those kids in their wheelchairs and they'd line them all up, you know, and half of them were, you know, and they couldn't. And Garth would get down, talk to every one of them, touch them. Of course, I would too. I'd get in there with him, you know. But it was precious, it was.
Mm.
And they looked forward to that every year. He did it every year. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still doing it.
That's awesome.
Now, the song we're going to play here, we've got about 15 minutes left, but we want to get one song in, as I said we would. Now, it's Amazing Grace, Lulu. Whoa. What does this song mean to you?
Perfect question.
Over the years, I have had thousands of people give me... What did I do?
You scratched yourself.
Did I? Oh, Lord, when?
Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Well,
no problem.
I did, didn't I? Look at that.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey, all I have to do is look at something and I'll believe. Where were we?
Amazing Grace.
I got sidetracked.
You did, honey. Goodness. I've had thousands of people give me different explanations and different, you know, definitions of what that word means. And the one that stuck in my heart came from one of those orphans in that orphan's home. His name was James Ryle. He was precious, and he was a heavy-duty minister. He was an evangelist. But, boy, I'm going to tell you what. Now, you've never heard anybody like him. He was awesome. He was. And I told him, I said, I'm going to steal it, okay? He said, take it and run with it, honey. This is the definition he gave for grace. Just knocked me out. Grace is the empowering presence of God in our lives that enables us to be who he's called us to be so that we can do what he's called us to do right where we are. Now, I added that last part, right where we are. But isn't that good?
That's great.
That's good.
The empowering presence of God in our lives that enables us to be who he's called us to be so we can do what he's called us to do. That is so heavy duty. It just knocked me out.
It's right on point.
So I tell it everywhere I go.
And here we go. Right here on WWGH Radio, we're going to listen to Amazing Grace by Lulu Roman and come back and have a little fun before we wrap up this day of programming.
Well, honey, I don't...
This has been the fastest
hour. I got a good whack.
And And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days. Oh, we're gonna sing his wonderful praise than when we first begun. We've no less days. Oh, we're gonna sing his wonderful praise than.
Lulu Roman, Amazing Grace, right here on WWGH Radio. Now, Terry, I saw you listen. That the touching, very, very touching.
Love Thank you.
You know, that song just resonates with so many people. Yeah, but you got to have the right person singing it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
You really do.
There's a lot of renditions of it, but it's just getting that right, you know.
Yeah. Is it still fun to be out on the road performing?
Yeah. I love it. I do. I love it. I'll do it until the day he comes to get me.
Mm.
I will.
Outside of performing, if you were able to do any other profession, what would it be?
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What? What do you say?
A shopaholic.
Shopaholic.
That's not a profession.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
There is professional
I do
shoppers.
That anyway.
You'd be a professional shopper.
I already am.
Now, when you go to the store, what do you buy? What do you
Everything.
Like to buy?
Everything.
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 You just come home with it all.
I do.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I'm terrible, honey. No, I buy things for my puppies. And I buy things for him. And for me
Christmas
and
gifts.
For yeah I, that's what I do I through the whole year okay I've already started this year I buy Christmas gifts and put them up you know so when Christmas comes it's like uh-huh there's that one yeah
is Christmas a special time for you
I used to say not so much we were all given a box. It had exactly the same thing in it. All the girls, they were different colors. All the boys, different colors. It was generally a comb, a brush, a pair of socks. Maybe a candy bar. I'm trying to think what... generally some kind of a little toy or something. But everybody got the same identical thing. I did.
Mm.
And it was... The sad thing about it, it was not joyful. It wasn't. So I've always tried to make my Christmases joyful for my kids. And the first time I did it, I had 26 presents apiece for each of those babies.
Mm.
And my husband was like, excuse me? I was like, shut up. I wanted to get my babies everything I possibly could.
And you did.
And I found out later that's not a real good idea.
Now, you also have released a Christmas CD as well.
I have.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I think... My favorite one is the song, I don't know if you know Linda Thompson on Hee Haw, okay? She wrote the song called Grown Up Christmas List. She did. And then David Foster put music to it. And I love that song. I do. I love that one.
Now, in the vein of Christmas, this is something we've kind of become known for asking people to do this. So we'll ask you before we wrap on our time.
Okay.
Is read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
We have it right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We,
cool.
We ask everybody to do this who comes around.
It's become like a
tradition.
Like a state, yeah.
Let's see how we can do with this.
Lord have mercy, where are my glasses? Do we have any?
No,
well, you don't have my purse, do you, baby? Okay. All right. I'll be all right. Let's get this where I can. There you go. Here we go.
Here we go.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums just danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and turned around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, wait a minute, let me do it again. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Beautiful, awesome. Beautiful. Awesome. Now, before we wrap up today, we've got to let people know Lulu is not leaving town. She will be at Perkins tonight signing
yes.
copies of her great book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, 5 to 9 p.m. at Perkins. You are not going to want to miss this. And what can you say after 5 hours? Lulu, you know, you came in. The first thing I saw this morning when you came in the door were the bright colors that I requested you to wear. And the only thing brighter than the outfit that you have on is your personality. What a tremendous day it has been with you.
Thank you so much.
I have enjoyed it. And hopefully not the only time we will get together.
Thank you so much.
Lulu Roman, one of a kind.
Absolutely.
Without question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the station, but get to Perkins tonight, get a copy of that book, and get some good food. Stay tuned. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one.
I, re-